Nobody does fake like China. In 2011, a phony Apple store popped up in the country's southwest. It looked so authentic, even some of the employees thought it was real. This year, three farmers in central China set up a fake local government. And now comes word of a fake bank in the eastern city of Nanjing that scammed unsuspecting depositors out of $33 million. NPR's Frank Langfitt reports from Shanghai.
The bank seemed real. There were security guards, computers, and LED screens that displayed real-time interest in foreign exchange rates. Oliver Ray, who teaches finance at China-Europe International Business School in Shanghai, says depositors were easily fooled.
People are not well-educated on the financial services. People think as long as there's an office, looks like it's a bank, and they will provide a bank service.
Depositors were attracted by higher interest rates than the notoriously low ones in China's state-run banks. A man named Sean told China National Radio he deposited the equivalent of almost $1 million, and the bank immediately paid him a whopping $54,000 in advanced interest. But when Sean returned later for his money, he couldn't get it back. All told, 200 depositors were fooled.
They want to earn high interest. But they don't understand the high interest usually come with a high risk.
Are you surprised by this case in Nanjing?
A little bit surprised because the fake bank has operated for more than a year.
He says the fake bank wasn't a pyramid scheme, but invested in real estate projects that went sour as China's market dropped. The fake bank's managers are now in police custody. As to why fakery is so rife in China, Ray, like many, blames the Communist Party, which demolished traditional Chinese values.
People are lacking of the religions, the faith. They don't have basic moral standards.
Without that, fakery will continue, and Ray says China won't be able to earn the international respect it craves. Frank Langfitt, NPR News, Shanghai.